Who is this?
It belonged to the Republican Party. Said that they said that you could have either guns or butter, and you couldn't have both of them, and you have to make up your own mind. And they're going to get out a document about 5 o'clock. And I thought maybe you ought to come over here in advance of Bill Moyer's briefing and try to show me how much we're going to cut out of the programs that Congress has funded and make the most generous estimates you can on your task force reports.
For instance, poverty.
They say we're going to fund only half of what they've authorized. I don't know about that.
No, well, you mean they're going to fund only half of what we authorized. We're going to ask for less than they've authorized.
Yes, how much less?
I
didn't think it's half. I thought that we asked for $1.5 billion, didn't we?
We asked for $1.5 billion. That's what we're going to fund. They gave us the House $1.9 billion and the Senate $1.65 billion. We had been planning to go up just for what we'd asked for, $1.5 billion, which is less than either house had. In the appropriation you signed the other day, we went up for less than the committee gave us on the sewer and water loans in the housing agency. We cut that in half.
Let's cut everything we can and not get committed, but just make it generally say, let's take our, if we can get approximate savings in the area of $2 billion on older programs. You got $1.2 or $1.3 billion, and I don't know how you'll supplement them, but maybe that you can say that the task force reports over the first year will be $1 billion something, and over the period there will be, we believe before they all end completed, they'll be in the neighborhood of $2 billion the first year. And over the whole period, there may be several billion, 4 or 5, whatever it is.
Well, Mr. President, one point, the thing that's going to be really difficult is we can say a lot of things, and quite honestly, about what we can do in 67. What I think they're going to be hammering on us is cutting back 66.
Now,
and that's where you don't have much flexibility or leeway.
That's right. But we don't have to fight on the ground they choose to fight on.
I agree.
We fight on 66 extent we can, but sure, we're really working on it 67 and 68. So just go over everything and bring it down as much as you can, get you some kind of a press release and get over here. I'll see you. How late? All right, I'd say if you could get here by 4:15, it'd be all right.
Okay.
Might want you to brief Goldwater too on the task forces, how they're going coming in. Take one or two of the best. What are your best ones? Housing?
Housing's good. VA's got some good ones. Agriculture's got some good ones. They're best in the sense of got some meat in them, but they're also politically sensitive in some cases. Because some of the kind of things you're going to have to do, I'm not sure you want to be saying anything about them before you've had a chance to take a look and see what the consequences are. That's one of the problems, is where they're good, they're sensitive. In other words, there aren't many easy ones, Mr. President. So the question is what kind of position you want to be in with respect to giving anybody specifics on some of these. Give them a crack at it before we get a chance to do it.
And I'd also point out, bring me a list of the butter things that Congress overrode us on this year.
Right, we will.
They overrode us on their pay.
Right.
They overrode us
in the housing area in a number of
overrode places. Us in the housing. They overrode us in
poverty.
Poverty, they overrode us.
Education. Right, we'll get you a list of those. I've got it, I think, already, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. President. 4 o'clock, 4:15.